Las Vegas Sands backs off casino plans in Texas City. Las Vegas Sands, LVS, has withdrawn plans that could have led to the establishment of a casino-style resort in Irving, Texas, following growing opposition from residents and a series of contentious public meetings. The decision came ahead of a city council vote on two rezoning ordinances tied to the company's broader development proposal. While both measures were ultimately approved by a 6-3 vote, the casino component had already been removed from the agenda by the time of the vote. Opposition to the proposed casino was evident in a packed city council meeting that extended late into the night. Attendance exceeded the capacity of the main council chambers, prompting city staff to redirect attendees to an overflow auditorium. More than 160 residents signed up to speak during the public comment period, though each speaker's time was reduced from 3 to 2 minutes due to the large turnout. When Assistant City Manager Philip Sanders announced prior to the start of the meeting that LVS had officially removed the casino-related portion of the proposal, the room erupted in applause. The company's decision followed another lengthy public meeting held by the city's Planning and Zoning Commission, where many residents voiced their disapproval. Critics of the proposal cited concerns about gambling-related crime, rapid project timelines, and the potential impact on nearby institutions, particularly the adjacent University of Dallas. University President Jonathan Sanford expressed support for economic development in general but stated that protecting the university community required opposition to casino gaming. LVS first raised the possibility of removing the casino element during a city council work session earlier the same day. Mark Bokenhide, the company's senior vice president of global real estate development, defended the larger destination resort concept as a valuable project for the area. Bokenhide reiterated the company's commitment to working collaboratively with Irving residents and indicated a willingness to adjust plans based on local input. He emphasized that Sands resorts differ from traditional casinos, describing them as comprehensive entertainment facilities intended to drive tourism and business. Property to take over Irving. The broader development plan involves over 1,000 acres in Irving, including the former site of Texas Stadium. Of the total acreage, approximately 452 acres are considered buildable. The project includes plans for a massive hotel, restaurants, retail spaces, pools, and a large event facility or theater. Despite the scale of the proposal, the inclusion of casino gaming had become the primary point of contention among local residents. Concerns were also raised over the company's motivations, given that LVS finalized its purchase of the development land in 2023, a year after entering into an agreement in 2022. The transaction occurred just months before Miriam Adelson, a major shareholder in the company and the widow of the late LVS founder Sheldon Adelson, acquired a controlling stake in the Dallas Mavericks. Patrick Dumont, now governor of the Mavericks, was recently named the next chairman and CEO of Las Vegas Sands, adding to speculation about possible future plans for the team's location. Bokenhide did not confirm or deny whether the Mavericks might eventually relocate from their current home at the American Airlines Center in Dallas to a potential venue in Irving. Although many attendees viewed the company's withdrawal of the casino element as a significant victory, some residents expressed skepticism over whether the matter was truly resolved. Several called on the city council to pass a formal prohibition against gambling within city limits, but no such measure was brought to a vote.